whatever you want, you go get it. Okay? Because you are that confident in yourself. Okay? And you don't just sit around and you don't wait for things to happen in order for you to feel good. You want to feel good, you do it first. Okay? First of all, give it to yourself and then go ahead and give it to other people. You want more connections? You connect first. You want more love and appreciation? You go out and love and appreciate first. It's simple. It's amazing. Everything's brewing right now, conspiring to work out for you. Hello, beautiful people. Today, I'd love to give you this wonderful, wonderful tool that you can apply to your life immediately to start seeing different results in your life that's going to make you feel wonderful, okay? So I think it's human tendency to kind of sit around and wait and hoping that things will be different, okay, in order for them to feel good. Today, I'd like you to ask yourself the question, do you sit around and wait for other people to change the way that they act, to change the way that they talk to you, to change the way that they present themselves to you in order for you to feel good, okay? Because I do. I was journaling about something that was bothering me, and I was like, oh my gosh, there are a few people at my workplace where, you know, whenever I bump into them, I just feel off. I don't feel right. And it's very easy for me to be like, okay, there's something wrong with them. Okay. They're not showing up nicely. They're not being loving. They have an attitude. They're not being supportive. They're not celebrating me. They're not liking me. Or if I feel like, you know, there's just something off and this person is just maybe just doesn't like me. And so it would trigger something from within me to make me feel like, oh, I'm lacking something. I don't feel good. And it's so easy to just like blame the other person, right? So if you do that too, trust me, I get it. I hear you. I understand. And we get to do something about it. Okay. And it's so exciting, this tool that I'm about to give you. So the first question I want you to ask is whoever this person is, whether it's your coworker, your family member, your friend, your partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, if you catch yourself wanting them to be different, like, oh, for example, I wish that they were more attentive. I wish that they were more loving. I wish that they showed me more support, because that would really make me feel better. But I feel like they're lacking something. They're not doing the thing that I want them to do in order for me to feel good. Okay, so first step is establishing what it is that you actually want from the other person that you believe will make you feel better. Okay, and after you're done establishing what you need from them, I'm gonna tell you something that's very important. Are you ready for it? Whatever it is that you want from the other person in order for you to feel good, guess what? You can give it to yourself. All right. Take a moment. Let that soak in real quick. Like, Christine, what are you talking about? Right. I need that person to do that in order for me to feel good. Wrong. Okay. That's the wrong way of thinking. That's the reverse way of thinking, because we are powerful go-getters. We don't just sit around and wait for other people to act a certain way, to say certain things, to be a certain way in order for us to feel good. No. Okay. So if you catch yourself wanting to for the other person to support you more, if you're catching yourself wanting the other person to be nicer, to be more loving, okay, to be more expressive, to want to connect with you, to be open, to be positive, guess what? You get to do all those things for yourself and get you feeling good without the need of someone else having to do it in order for you to feel good. Okay. We do not sit around and wait. Okay. We don't have to. Give it to yourself first. Okay. That's step number one. Step number two is, are you ready for this? Ask yourself, all these things that I want other people to do for me in order for me to feel good, can I do it first to them? Ooh. That's a little different, isn't it? It's a little different. However, ask yourself, Can I be loving first? Can I be supportive first? Can I celebrate them first? Can I like them first? Can I be positive first? Can I try to connect with them first? Can I laugh with them first? Can I joke with them first? Right? Can I show them attention first? Okay. And then right around this point, there usually is some resistance. Like, why do I have to do it? Why can't they do it? Well, what if they're thinking the same thing? You are the creator of your life. You are the boss of your life, okay? Whatever you want, this is the way that we get to think. Whatever you want, you go get it, okay? Because you are that confident in yourself, okay? And you don't just sit around and you don't wait for things to happen in order for you to feel good. You want to feel good, you do it first, okay? First of all, give it to yourself and then go ahead and give it to other people. You want more connections? You connect first. You want more love and appreciation? You go out and love and appreciate first. It's simple. It's amazing. It's not what we're used to, but we get to step into that way of being and we get to do it first if we want it. Okay. And if you're not used to this, you get to rewire your brain because your brain is magical. It's wonderful. It's so powerful. Whatever you want to feed it, given enough time that you feed it the same things, it will rewire. So go ahead and affirm. Intentionally affirm every single day who you want to show up as, okay? Because you get to create the life that you want to. And so start off by saying, I choose to be loving today, okay? I choose to be supportive today. I choose to be positive today. I choose to be open today, and I choose to connect with people today. I choose to see other people's light and amazingness today. And then watch how your life is going to change. Okay. When you start taking control and you go out and you do all the things that you wish other people would do for you, watch how your life is going to change because you are going to start attracting all of that. And then, ironically, you're going to get everything that you wanted in the first place. So don't sit around and wait, right? You don't deserve that. You deserve to be a go-getter. Go out, get it, whatever you want. You can already give it to yourself. And on top of that, you can give to other people. Okay, so that was like a big lesson for me. The next time I go into work, which I see so many people in a day, okay, as a nurse in the hospital scene, I come into contact with doctors, other nurses, patient care techs, the rehab folks, okay, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, nutrition, pharmacy, patients, family members, okay. I am constantly coming into contact with so many people, which depends on me, how I want to feel, can either be exciting because these are all opportunities to connect, right, and to have a great time, to have fun, or it can be very fucking triggering, okay? It can be very triggering because everybody's different, everybody's in their own little world, everybody's got something going on. And so, I choose to do what I can do and to control what I can control, which is the way that I show up, okay? Which is what I decide to give to myself in order for me to feel good. All right. And I get to control how I want to treat other people. Okay. And it's gonna work. Trust me on this one. All right, y'all. I hope you guys enjoyed episode 37. If you like my stuff, then please go ahead, like, share, comment, subscribe, and let me know how you feel about this content. And then I will see you guys for episode 38. Bye. Have a great day.